Joining me live in studio this morning is Thane Volunteer Fire Department Chief Toby Merritt. Hey, Toby, how are you today?
Good, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing all right. Appreciate you taking some time to step in studio this morning and talk a little holiday stuff with us. Of course, being an emergency responder and with the fire department, you guys are kind of in the mix of everything that's going on. And with the holidays coming, what are some things that you guys see kind of commonly during this time of year that people should be aware of and watch out for?
Oh, there's a few things, Duke. Some are to do with the holidays, and then some are just in general that I'd like to go over. Christmas trees, if you get a real Christmas tree, remember to keep it watered so it don't dry out. I know they've come around with the Christmas lights are a lot better than what they were 10, 20 years ago. But still, if it dries out, there's potential of a fire there. So keep it watered. The other thing, them heaters that you get, you plug into your outlet, them radiant heaters.
Mm-hmm.
Don't plug them into an extension cord or a power strip. Keep them plugged directly into the outlet, and also only use it on that outlet. Don't plug a bunch of other things with it.
I didn't know that. I use an extension cord on for those things all the time.
Yeah, there. I seen an article here, one of the National Firefighters article, that there's been quite a few fires throughout the nation because of them. Don't use power strips especially. And obviously, don't overload your circuits plugging a bunch of Christmas lights in. And if you trip the breaker, don't go buy another bigger breaker so that you can run your Christmas lights. That's definitely a safety concern there. Another one, granted, we've had a pretty off year this year with snow. We haven't had a lot of slick roads, but keep in mind that it is coming. You know, one thing, I've never seen us miss a winter. It might be slow, but we've never missed one for sure. So
yeah.
In your holiday travels, just slow down, be aware of the slick roads. Another thing, just because somebody slides off the road doesn't necessarily mean it's an emergency. You know, take the time and see if they need help before you call 911. You got to understand that when we're paged, you know, you might get 10 to 20 guys responding, and with the slick roads and everything like that, if it's non-emergent, we don't need to be paged to it. If you just stop, take a second and make sure that, you know, they're okay. Maybe they just slid off the road and they need a tow truck, and that's that. Another one to keep in mind, we get a lot of controlled burns throughout the valley. Just because you see smoke doesn't mean it's an emergency fire. People are, burning their trash, or their slash piles or things like that. Take a few minutes maybe and go drive. Or if you can see smoke from the highway and it's out in the middle of a field, pretty good chance it's okay, especially this time of year, wet, cold mornings. A grass fire isn't a real big thing. Yes, the potential is there, but take a few minutes and check it out before you call 911. Again, we're volunteers that are leaving our jobs or whatever for something that maybe not be an emergency. So if people can help us to help them, take a few minutes, check things out and see if it actually is an emergency. And another thing that we've run into quite a bit throughout the valley with not only fire, but EMS and even law enforcement, people aren't putting their house numbers out. Or if they put them out, they're not visible. They should be at least 4 feet off the ground. The county gives them green and white number plaques when you build a house. Those are really visible as long as you don't plant a bush in front of them or push snow and make a big snowbank in front of them. Another one is people have long driveways and they put their house number up on the house, but their driveway's, a couple hundred yards long. It's kind of hard for us to see it. So if they can put it out at the entrance of their driveway, it would really, really help things out. In a fire situation, we can usually see the smoke and it kind of tells us where we're going, but CO2 alarms, they're pretty hard to visually see. So we need house numbers, and the more visible you can make it, the easier and the quicker we can help them out. So make sure that they have your house numbers out and on the house that are visible. I know some people say, well, the green and white ones, they're ugly. They don't go with the feng shui, if you will, of the outside of the house. Well, you got to kind of weigh your options there. Do you want three or four numbers that are visible for emergency service, or do you want some numbers that may not be visible to us?
Especially because those are reflective too, mm-hmm. right? So exactly. It's easy to see them in the dark.
Yep.
Where just the other ones, there's no way, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we had one house here that they had black trim around their windows with black numbers on them. We couldn't see them. So, and like I said, the more visible you can make it, the easier it is for us. If it's in the middle of the night, if you have the people, the extra people, you know, put somebody out maybe with their car and flashers going, you know, that'll help us find the house as well. Any way you can make it visible. Again, just remember that, you know, we're volunteers that are leaving our home. So the faster they can speed things up for us, the faster we can help them out. Our dispatch does pretty dang good with us, but they're only as good as the information they get. So the more detail you can give them, the more detail we have and are able to respond quicker.
Chief Toby Merritt with the Thane Volunteer Fire Department in studio this morning. Toby, what about, I hear this sometimes, of course, chimney fires this time of year, wrapping paper being put in the fireplace, those types of things.
Yep. Clean your chimneys, you know. Depending on the kind of wood you burn, it may be really pitchy wood that will clog your chimney faster than like an aspen tree or something like that. It definitely doesn't hurt a couple times throughout the winter to clean your chimney, have it swept. Clean your fireplace out, the ashes and everything like that to do it. Burning wrapping paper isn't a bad thing, but just be cognizant of the, you know, your chimney and everything like that. If there's a lot of soot build up, there's a chance of a chimney fire.
Any other messages you wanted to leave while we have you on the air this morning?
One quick thing that, you know, we're always looking for more volunteers. So if there's people out there wanting to help their community, this is a great way to do it. They're all three agencies, Thane, Afton, and Alpine, we're all looking for more firemen. So if there's people who want to volunteer, come do it.
That's Toby Merritt, Thane Fire Department, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Toby, appreciate what you and all of our other emergency responders do, especially being volunteer, like you said. We appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Duke.